This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations said Russian shelling wounded at least 9 people in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson on Thursday as residents were being evacuated because of flooding caused by the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam.
We strongly condemn shellings of evacuation areas and call on the Russian Federation to cease such attacks and allow the evacuation teams to safely help the affected civilian population.
Ambassador Sergei Kislytsia also called on Russia to grant full, safe, and unimpeded access to the Russian-controlled left bank of the Dnipro River, the United Nations International Red Cross, other humanitarian organizations. As a result of the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam in Ukraine, tens of thousands of people have been deprived of drinking water. Many are homeless. Crops are ruined, and the stage is set for long-term electricity shortages. The situation has also created an ecological catastrophe. It's too soon to know the full scale of the destruction of the natural ecosystem, but experts say it's massive. Anna Ackerman, a board member with one of Ukraine's leading environmental civic organizations, Echo Action, confirmed that point for VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program on Thursday.
Some of Ukrainian experts are already comparing the consequences to those of Chernobyl and the Chernobyl disaster in terms of the impact on the environment. Of course, it would be limited in space in terms that most of the consequences would have to be borne by Ukraine itself, not by the neighboring countries or the world. But the scale is huge. Ukraine is also the second largest country in Europe, so it is big.
That was Anna Ackerman of Echo Action. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.